next case under advisement, the very reason that we're here until the next day.
Not quite the next day.
We're already getting there.
Will be. What are your thoughts? I personally think that we should consider those cases, and because of time, I don't think it would be fair to consider those in our next meeting or subsequent meetings. In fact, I think that it would be fair to have an additional meeting to do so.
I agree with that, Mr. Chairman. I think we need to look at this closer and discuss it, and I would like to see our chairman involved in this also.
Mr. Workman, Mr. Hudson, what are your thoughts?
You're leaving it open so he can come back and present his case?
So we can hear testimony regarding the cases that the opposition had.
It'll be a special meeting just for that case.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay. The court cases that the opposition had presented is.
Now, if you're doing that, are you leaving the public record open?
Leave the hearing open.
I believe the applicant has. I think the applicant wants to respond to some of the court cases that were quoted by the opposition. I believe that was the reason, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was a lot of information.
There was a lot
thrown
of
out on both sides.
To digest, yeah, for myself.
The only concern that I guess I have is I would hate for us to have basically a rehearing. I mean, we've heard a lot from both sides, and by leaving it just open without limitation opens itself to perhaps repetitiveness in a hearing sense. And I don't know the best way to tailor that.
Could we do it this way? Could we do it by saying that that wouldn't be right either, but let me get it out. That we just hear the applicant's response to the opposition, which they never had a chance to respond to. Just leave it open to that,
perhaps,
and not have the other situation. I mean, is that legally?
Well, you know, we have heard the opposition tonight say that they believe the applicant did have a chance to respond. I think if I recall Mr. Schrader's. Essentially what his request was for a limited being able to review those cases and discuss them briefly. If I don't have a problem with leaving it open for that limited purpose, I think that might be a way to tailor it in such a way that we're not getting volumes upon volumes of things sent to the board that are repetitive from what we've heard, because we got a lot of material from not just witnesses, but also exhibits and whatnot.
Absolutely.
And when there's plenty of food for thought there.
And when you
start getting into those court cases, so we heard the opposition quoting a lot of these court cases, and I guess the...
Wouldn't it be fair to allow rebuttal from...
Yeah.
But yeah, I you know, when we were having it, my thought was it was similar to motions that are sometimes had in court where one party, you know, for example, when we do our briefing for appeals of a board decision, whoever is the appealing party gets the first brief, and then the other side gets to do their brief, and then the other side gets to do their brief. And then they, you know, may or may not have a oral argument. So I can... From the applicant standpoint, I think, you know,
you can appreciate it?
I can appreciate that, and you know, you may or may not have researched those cases recently, and you'd right. like a chance to look at them and present.
So. Perhaps you could lay some ground rules and produce some
if
information
you,
for us.
Yeah, I mean, if you'd like, what I could, you know, I think we'll have to be, you know, I'd want to look at our rules of procedure. Unfortunately, I didn't have them tonight. On maybe the best way to tailor that.
Okay.
Me personally, she came up and did her job. She went. She did all her job as attorney. He didn't come. He didn't come up with that part of it. He laid it out. She laid it out. Now he's coming back for another chance. My opinion, no.
Well, and I.
You know.
Again, I can see both sides of the coin on this one.
Yeah.
Well, let's ask this question to you, then, and your professional opinion. Do you think we should be briefed a little closer on those court cases and response to this case before we make a decision?
You know, where it gets confusing is sometimes, maybe I got the message wrong here, but I was under the impression that previous cases, the way they went on, the different cases, this and this, and this case for the Board of Adjustment case and that Board of Adjustment case, I didn't think that was relative to what we were doing here tonight. I mean, it was nice to know. I mean, if you want to know, but I mean, well, as far as a board,
without putting words in the mouth of the opposition, I think what they were pointing to is there are standards that are required in our code,
right? Right.
And that the court, in different cases, and I believe there are three cases cited by the opposition and one by the applicant, there are. The court has interpreted our code in such a way for some of those, and she was drawing an analogy with previous cases. I think what the applicant would like to do is be able to look at those cases and see if they are analogous here and if those rules of law apply.
And if those interpretations
apply. Mm-hmm. Interpretation of...
Yeah, I mean, there are... There's a whole host of cases out there, as you know, you all are aware of. I mean, we just got another decision last week on
right.
one. And the Verlaisen case that the opposing party cited was from earlier this year. So, you know, some of these are recent. Some of them kind of invalidate other ones. Some of them you can look at as, you know, insightful to helping you make a decision. Ultimately, you know, the decision that you will make is one that you believe is correct based on the standards of the code. You know, if you can listen to the arguments that they present and on those three cases, but I think I would want to limit it to just that. I mean, I think if we say, let's hear everything under the sun,
no.
you know, we're not...
No.
This isn't Superior Court. This isn't, you know, people have had an opportunity to show up.
Like you said, there's a lot of information that we were asked to absorb tonight. And I don't know about the rest of my colleagues, but I think I got to look at that a little more. Because the ultimate decision, whatever that may be, if it's appealed, you're going to have to defend this. And I want to make sure we're right. The best of my ability, you know, that I make the rest.
Perhaps there should be a motion to leave the hearing open to determine how to proceed.
Could do that. Of course, you leave yourself open to there being whatever the public or the applicant wants to provide between now and our next meeting. I don't know if that's
unless at such point we decide that upon further conversation that there's no need to continue.
Yeah, but at that point, you would have made it on a record that's open. And the reason I'll say that is, let's say, for example, because we've got a meeting next Monday.
Right.
And let's say this comes up next Monday again, and in that interim, someone has submitted something to the public record. What is to stop anyone from going and looking at it?
Right.
And perhaps, and then saying, well, we're not going to consider it. That's not the way it works.
Right.
And on something like this, I don't know how you feel, gentlemen, but I feel we should have a full crew. I think we should have,
There's no guarantee that'll happen in that we can't guarantee Mr., although I think he will, there's no guarantee that he'll go back and listen to the cases.
That's
and
what he's going to do.
I think one of the challenges on this case in particular is there was, one, I don't know how much the mics caught, because I believe that was when we were afterwards, we had someone say they didn't hear us very well. So I'm hopeful that the mics caught everything. But the other issue that we have is there was a lot of exhibits that were displayed, and some of that was a visual. I think we tried to articulate that as best we could.
Mm-hmm.
If Dale thinks that he is able to listen and review the record and participate, then so be it.
I think that would be hard.
But I don't think we should. You should say, well, we're not going to vote on this tonight because he hasn't.
No, yeah. No.
Been a part of it.
Okay.
All right. Right. Yep, we have a quorum. What's your pleasure?
Gotta have some kind of guideline.
Well, I think you got three options tonight. One is you vote on it, two you close the public record and table it, or three you
leave
the public record open with some parameters and either schedule it for another hearing, or I think Susan and I had talked that the next available date where there might be some time is in late January or early February. So, either you do a regular, special meeting for it, or put it on sometime later.
Sure. Wow. That'd be a while thinking on that one.
Yeah, that's a long way out there.
We've gone as long as 6 months.
Yeah.
I know this board has a, wants to try to move things along quickly, but, just that is, it's one of the things we kind of looked at, how far out we're scheduling now. So.
So we couldn't schedule another meeting. Huh?
Suppose we could.
Does someone have
looks
a
like
motion?
We have counsel.
Does someone have a motion to reopen the hearing now? Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify.
Aye.
Those opposed? The hearing's reopened.
I think where we are, Mr. Chairman, is at least Ms. Patchell and I think that you don't want to reopen the hearing because that would allow for additional facts to come in. And I think Ms. Patchell and I are both in agreement that there should be no more evidentiary matters brought before the Board of Adjustment, correct?
Yes. I think we both believe both sides had an equal opportunity to vet whatever needed to be vetted. And no additional supporting information, just limit, if possible, to a review of the cases that were not reviewed, or, in my opinion, the board having an opportunity to be counseled on the cases by their attorney. Therefore, there would be no additional information from either side presented. We both had the bite at the apple. We both presented the information we needed to present. Now, if you have questions, that should be answered by your counsel to you for your decision to be made.
About those cases.
That's where I'm trying to go.
About those cases you're talking about, right?
And conceptually, all I would like to do is be able to read the cases, write a letter to Mr. Sharp and to the board saying,
This is your opinion.
What I think about those three cases and how they apply to the facts that are now static. Mm-hmm. Neither one of us need to come back and argue orally anything before you. Once it's been circulated and then you guys can put it on the old business list whenever it suits you without having to concern yourselves with either special meetings or additional factual hearings.
But again, if we're, you know, if that's how it's going to be, I will not object to that. However, if we're equating this to a court scenario, then I would have the opportunity to respond to what he puts through. So where are we going to draw the line? I think there's sufficient information. Everyone knows what the cases are. You have an attorney to counsel you on these matters. It doesn't matter what I say about them. It doesn't matter what opposing counsel says about them. It's what you believe based on the interpretation from your legal counsel who represents you.
Oh, you took the words right out of my mouth. That's what I've been trying to do. That's where I want to go, but I didn't know how to get there.
Okay. Well, and I'm intrigued by the idea of doing the letter submission. I'm a little cautious about how much I'm going to counsel on cases because I don't have a vote. I can tell you what the cases say and what they mean, but one of the things that we always have to be careful about is
how it applies.
I'm not a voting member. So what I say is this is just what those cases say.
Oh, I just meant the legal part of it. That's all I meant.
I think
if, or how about we just leave it open for written submission from both of you?
I think that would be the fairest way.
Good.
I think that would allow.
I don't have a problem with that.
You know.
So what, are you going to send it to me to review so I then know what to respond to?
How's she going to respond to that?
Well, I'm not going to send something in without sending her a copy. The question is whether or not you all want to set some sort of schedule.
Response time?
Well, we did something similar in the past. Last year on that case in Broadkill, didn't we, Susan? And it was informal. I think it was the attorney submitted a brief, and then
another
one submitted one thereafter. And they're short. I mean, they weren't. Yeah, you know, we could put page limitations.
Just
or something.
Agree with me. Come on. Yeah, you know I'm right.
Yeah,
she's got all morning, Dennis.
That doesn't deserve the dignity of the answer. But I mean, we can come back. Obviously, we're not going to do this in 3 weeks because it'll be Christmas Eve. But what's your first meeting in January?
You can do that one, the 7th of January.
ECS Championships on Monday.
Sorry, what
ECS day? Championship Monday.
The 7th.
Well, we want to come back for a little argument that night. Now, we can do this probably by exchanging. Why don't you let us set a schedule amongst ourselves with it being no later than the first meeting in January or something.
Otherwise, it would be the 28th of January.
Yeah. So I got a question. You're going to write a letter to him. You're going to give her part of it. And she's going to
respond.
She's going to respond. And then
we're done.
Yeah.
And then you.
Then you're going to.
He's going to come from you then.
What?
He's going to, then he'll present those to us.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and you know, I'm going to circulate those to you beforehand, so you'll have a chance to read them. I mean, if there's going to be submissions that's in the public record, you're going to have an opportunity to review them. So you're going to have an opportunity to review what Mr. Schrader sends to me and what Ms. Patchell's response is. I think that's the fair way of handling it. And that way all the cards are out on the table, and then we can have a discussion about it. As old business at a future date.
Okay.
And we can refer to our documentation here with those letters.
Those are in the public record.
Yeah.
So is there a schedule that works for the two of you? I know with the holidays coming up.
We haven't talked about that, but we certainly can get together in the next day or two and submit it. Mm-hmm. Like I say, give us an end date, and we'll figure out how to fill in the middle. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Is a... end of January too, is, you know, if we shot for January the 28th?
It's the 7th or 28th.
Is that too soon?
Didn't you say January 5th?
January 7th or January 28th?
Well, we're going to have it in, well, wait until it is the holiday.
You and I can get it done.
How about you have till Christmas, you have till New Year's?
I'll take the January 28th, but with the idea that we're going to be done before then.
That's that's fine with me.
Need a motion?
How far in advance?
Well, I was,
a week in advance?
I was trying to think how much time you would need on, Jane, on your, response. You know, if he sends it in, would you want, you know, 10 days?
I'm not anticipating.
I don't anticipate being much.
Yeah, I'm not anticipating giving a full legal brief here.
No, I'm not either. I'm thinking this is going to be 2 or 3 pages at the most.
I would think so as well.
I'm thinking mine's going to be even less than that.
Okay.
You know, the case is already out there. It's already on the record from my standpoint.
Right, and I'm just asking for the opportunity to respond to her legal argument.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be that much.
Okay.
Want a motion, Mr. Chairman? I make a motion, Mr. Chairman, that we take case 11106 and leave open till...
For the purpose of?
For what?
For the purpose of.
Purpose of, I heard a lot of two purposes here. For the purpose of the letters presented to our attorney by both sides of the... How would you word that?
That's good.
How about this, Mr. Rickard? Motion to leave the record open for the limited purpose of submission of letters from applicant's attorney and the opposition's attorney to counsel for the board at least 1 week prior to the next available hearing date, which is anticipated to be January 28th.
I need time after his letter is submitted to review it and write a letter. The motion that you just made does not reflect that.
I said letters from both counsel with a week prior to that hearing. Now, we've talked about trying to schedule that.
Which gives me less than a week.
No.
If you get me the letter sooner, we're good. But if you get me the letter 8 days before and I have to have my letter in a week before, that gives me 1 day.
No, I think Mr. Sharp is indicating that we both have to be done before then. I'm not lying.
Yes, both letters were to be...
No, you're not.
And I wasn't finished with what I was planning on the motion.
Okay.
The way that I had it in my head was that both of you would have yours in by 7 days before the hearing date. Mr. Schrader would have to give you at least 10 days before that to submit your response. So essentially that means that his response would have to be in by January the 11th. That would give you 10 days then to get it to me, and we have a week before the hearing on the 28th.
Works for me.
Is that your motion, Mr. Rickard?
That's my motion, exactly the way I would have put it.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you.
What else is on here?